Hare Krishna. So, this is our next relishing of the Damoda Leela. It is my great pleasure to recite this. Just for all of you to know, we are here physically in our Gora Bhavan in Neuruppin. Before us flows the Jamuna, and on the other side the Giriraj Govardhan. In other words, we try to remember Vrindavan and be in a Vrindavan spirit. It is said that the Kartik Vrata is best executed in the atmosphere of Vrindavan. So when we can't physically stay there, we should make sure that our heart is there. And when we are physically staying in Vrindavan, we should make sure that not just our body is there, but that we are devotionally there. Very important. We are praying, chanting, focusing on Radha Krishna like this. So anyways, Krishna was caught eventually by the love of Mother Yashoda, and she forcefully held his raised hand in the hand, and she said, "Krishna, you have given me so much trouble." Mother Yashoda was perspiring. Her cheeks had a reddish hue. The flowers had fallen out of her hair. The cloth was sitting in disarray, and she said, "Krishna, you have given me so much trouble. Before you ever think again of stealing butter, you should look now at the stick in my hand. When Krishna saw the stick which Mother Yashoda took out from her cloth and showed him, he was terrified. He screamed, "Don't beat me, Mother! Don't beat me!" Mother Yashoda, who's also known as Brajeshwari, the queen of Vrindavan, heard her little boy being afraid. She thought, "Oh, this is not a good way to bring him to reason. If he's too afraid, this will do damage to his character." And she immediately threw the stick away. Then the queen thought, "I will start a loving argument with him." She said, "You have become the king of Choras." Chora meaning thief. But Krishna immediately protested. He remembered that in Mother Yashoda's dynasty there was a gopa called Chora Gosha. And he immediately counteracted his mother's voice and said, no, Mother, I am not a thief. The thief, the Chora, took birth in your dynasty. Have you forgotten your ancestor, Chora Gosha?" Yeah. And in this way, Krishna cleverly put himself on the side and in the dynasty of his father, and separated himself mentally and verbally from the dynasty of Yashoda. "Oh, really? Well," said Mother Yashoda, "then who broke this pot of yogurt, my ancestor or you?" Krishna replied, "It was the Supreme Lord. He was punishing you." "But, my dear little boy, who fed the butter to the monkeys?" "He who created them." So Mother Yashoda said, no. "I know that it was you who ate with great relish the fresh butter which we have prepared for the use in religious sacrifices. Just admit your theft. Give up your arrogance and your quarrel. But Krishna wanted to argue with his mother. He burst into tears and said, "Look, Ma, this is how the damage happened. When you anxiously rushed to save the milk, the anchor bells on your feet came against the yogurt pot and broke the yogurt pot. That's how it broke. It's not my fault." And as far as the monkeys are concerned, they were inspired by the Supreme Lord to enter into your house and stole. I had nothing to do with it. Mother Yashoda was simply amazed about the cleverness of little Krishna. He was very small at that time. And as if she was lamenting, she said, "Oh, you are just knowing an answer to everything. You are the best of thieves. Although you are the son of Nanda Maharaj, the most noble resident of Vrindavan, from morning till evening, all you have in mind is to steal the butter. You had too much association with the monkeys. That's why you have also become influenced and now have the nature of a monkey." Then Krishna heard this. He pointed to the forest with tears in his eyes and he said, "If I am a monkey, then I will go now in this very minute to live in the forest with the monkeys and I will not disturb you any longer." When Mother Yashoda heard this, she became fearful. What will this little argumentative boy do to save his position, his skin? This is too much. Who knows? Maybe he who does not know his own limits will put his own words into action. I must tie him up to keep him from running to the monkeys in the forest. Otherwise, if I don't tie him up, he will do the impossible and it will also be not possible for me to manage the necessary duties in the household. Turning to Krishna, she said, "O thief, you restless boy, you can bewilder one and all by the charms of your flickering eyes. Why don't you simply follow your mother? Look, I will have to teach you a lesson and I will now tie you up and then quickly to do my things in the house. If you have any strength left, you can show me by trying to steal something else." As Mother Yashoda began to tie her little boy, Krishna shrieked. He protested. He called out, "Mother Rohini, save me." He called out to Balaram, "Save me. My mother has gone. Something has come in her head." Mother Yashoda was just smiling. As we all know, Rohini and Balaram on that day were not home. They had followed the invitation of Upananda, one of the brothers of Nanda Maharaj. Mother Yashoda said, Krishna said, "My big brother, my mother Rohini, because you're not here today, this unfortunate thing is happening to me. My own mother is trying to bind me. Mother Rohini didn't hear, but the ladies from the neighboring houses heard, and also the little boys heard. The ladies were coming inside the courtroom looking at the fun. The little boys were very afraid. They stood in hiding at the walls. They were all on the side of Krishna, and they thought, if we come too close, maybe we will also be tied up. So Mother Yashoda snatched a silk ribbon that had fallen from her braid and began binding Krishna's waist to a grinding mortar lying in the courtyard. Krishna was squirking here and there, but Mother Yashoda used the same persistence which she used when she tied a young calf and hold the calf so that the calf could not drink. She quickly saw that she needed another ribbon and took the ribbon out of her own hair, and again, now with the two ribbons tied to each other, tried to bind Krishna. But she was astonished. She could not bind his tiny little waist. The rope was always 2 fingers too short. So there's an analogy. When you have a cloud near to the mountain top, it doesn't, it seems to not touch the mountain top. When you look from the far distance, in the same way, it seemed that the ropes were ineffective, but this was only an apparent thing. Krishna, all the while through, was deeply bound to Mother Yashoda. And when the ladies of Braj saw that the rope was 2 fingers too short, they laughed. They said, Brajeshwari, we already told you, this boy of you is not normal. He has some magic potency to him. He's not meant to be bound. He's the foremost of thieves, and he just has some mystical potency. And he wants to establish his reputation. You must know something about thieving. I know you are all very honest Vaishnavas and don't know the science or art of thieving. But there is a certain art which is well known in India. It is, I know two of these arts. One is that the thief blows in a certain way on a lock, and then the lock can be opened. How he does it, I don't know. The second art is that some thieves can put up an illusion so that the master of the home feels very secure and safe while they are inside the room and plundering the jewels. So the ladies of Braj didn't think that Krishna is the Lord of Maya and therefore the Lord of illusory potency. No, they just thought he's a very skillful thief who knows all these special tricks which you can maybe learn in the University of Thievery. Mother Yashoda immediately defended Krishna. What does this recently born child know about these complicated things of being a thief? He does not know good from bad. But it seems that you are the ones who know some evil trickery, although you are actually favoring him, apparently. You are the ones who are at fault. See, this is how much Yashoda loves Krishna. To him, he says, you are the king of thieves. But when someone else says it about Krishna, she says, no, 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 no. It's you who have some crooked mentality. Finally, Yashoda reasoned. Sri Gagacharya has said, surely some potency of Sri Bhagavan surrounds my son. This little baby boy is not knowing what he is doing. Some potency of Narayan is there. Mother Yashoda repeatedly called for more and more churning ropes from the homes of those gopis. Despite her persistence in her endeavor to bind her son, she could not find any way to accomplish this seemingly impossible task. Mother Yashoda dripped with perspiration. Curls of hair fell over her face again and again, and finally she was completely exhausted. Look at this scene. Mother wants to bind Krishna, and Krishna wants to interact in this most charming way with his mother. He wants to run away from her. He wants to argue with her. He wants to feel her presence, her care, her affection, her absolute attention on him. All this gives him insurmountable joy. There's something about love. When we feel the attention of someone who is really, really, really close to us, then we know this person loves us. If we are ignored, if we are standing at the side, if no one cares for us, if someone is not even interested in us the way we are, or cannot tolerate and forgive us the way we are, we feel in relationship to this person worse than anything else. Therefore, little children, sometimes, who are not receiving enough attention from their parents, will do anything, even mischief, like throwing butter on the houses, in order to get that attention. There's a Nobel Prize winning laureate, Elie Wiesel is his name, who was in the concentration camps of the Nazis, and he said, worse than the concept that the world did not know about us being tortured was the concept that the world knew about our tortures and perils. Because we thought, if the world has not done anything to save us out of this death camps, that means if the world would have known about us, they didn't care about us. So we always thought to ourselves, the world surely cannot know about what is done to us, because we would not have been able to live with the concept that the world would know about us but not care for us and ignore us. So this is a lesson in love. attention. Attention. That is the most important stepping stone in love. That is the most important point when we start to do the bhakti processes. Attention. And Krishna wants the attention of his mother. Even if it means Mother Yashoda quarrels with him, runs after him, binds him, calls him a thief, and so on. Attention is the beginning of love. When Mother Yashoda worked so hard and Krishna saw it, that his mother just wanted to do the best for him, to train him to be a good Krishna, he finally relented and he allowed himself to be successfully bound with the two ribbons which Mother Yashoda had initially used from her hair. It was clear to everyone present that it was really only these two ribbons, these two hair bands of Mother Yashoda which bound Sri Krishna. The other ropes which Mother Yashoda had taken up to try to bind him were lying uselessly. They were not needed. Krishna had told Yogamaya, "She wants to bind me, now let her accomplish the task of binding me." When the rope was finally tied tightly about Krishna's little waist, Mother Yashoda knotted it to another long rope, breathing in relief. And then she bound it around the middle of the grinding mortar. She had been successful. She had taught her stubborn little boy to protect him. Then she seated all the other little boys who were standing fearfully in the courtroom around Krishna so that it would not be too heavy for him, and that Krishna was protected and happily went inside giggling with the household, with the other gopis, and they were laughing and talking to each other. So it's very, very, very nice to hear what will happen next. Krishna is bound and he is surrounded with his little friends who are all saying, "Oh, Sakha, we are very sorry that this happened to you today. Your mother could not be stopped by us." And they were talking like this, commiserating with their darling Krishna, who was sitting there like a blue sapphire in the midst of his friends. More on this amazing pastime tomorrow.